Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We're starting a little bit later. For those of you who are watching later, it doesn't matter, but you know, just saying sorry about the delay. We were just having some technical difficulties, but it's all, we have a solution. So Dr. Jean Logan is here with us today, and we're going to be talking about how to heal with powerful energized glyphs. Dr. Jean has been here with us many times before, always so much fun, always, you know, so much to share, wisdom and teachings and so on. And so just a little bit for those of you who don't know Dr. Jean, she is an ordained minister, an earth ambassador. She has a doctorate in nutritional healing and has an extensive knowledge of many types of energy healing. As a conscious channel of light for over 15 years, Dr. Jean receives symbols and codes that are amazing powerhouses that can transform health, life, and well-being. She's the author of Unlocking the Power of Glyphs, Sacred Symbols of Light, Symbols of the Dawn, and the recently released Sacred Symbols Healing Cards. And her books are now in over 90 countries, with all profits going to provide services to Indigenous children. So even though we have a special offer here that Jean is offering, all of those proceeds as well, I think, go to provide services to Indigenous children. So, Jean, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, I'm glad we got it together here. This is I got a little fix here that'll take care of us for now.
Exactly. Yeah, and as Randy says,
I'm so excited to be here. Believe me.
Oh, I know, and I'm so glad you are. And it's awesome because you know we love to have you on the show. We love to share your story about how you started with these glyphs and how we can all use these energized glyphs, because they are really powerful. So can you just take a moment, Jean, and just tell a little bit for those folks who are new to you and your work, just a little bit about who you are and how you got started with the glyphs?
Right. I was always a seeker, but I was also, my life was controlled with fear. I mean, even in my marriage, everything, fear controlled me. And I was depression, you name it. I was a basket case. And I mean, I was such a neurotic when when you first get married, you attract what you are. Hmm. So I married an alcoholic and lived in that for 20 years. And anyway, it was just on and on. But I always said, I had an intention. I want to be the most that I can be. I always want to be, you know, take the highest road and so forth. So I kept repeating that intention all the time. Hmm. And so one day when I was meditating, I saw some writing on a blackboard. And I felt that was telling me to try guided writing, which I did. And after some, when you try that, you have a lot of gibberish before something comes through. And finally, I was getting something clear. And I practiced that every day. And one day I was standing in the kitchen and I thought, I wonder if God will talk to me. And I heard very clearly, well, yes, I'll talk to you. And so I ran and got my notebook. I always write things down. And I got one simple page. You and I are one. We are one with all things. And it was very simple. And I thought, oh, my God, this is fantastic. But I was interested in glyphs. And I would look up the word healing glyphs on the Internet and didn't find a whole lot. And then someone sent me a glyph on an email that said it looked like a centipede. It was about 2 inches tall. And look like a drawing of a centipede. And for those who don't know, a glyph has a symbol that has meaning to it. Mm-hmm. And this was on paper, and I printed it out and I cut it out, and it said that it would remove parasites that held fear in our body. And there was that word fear, and I thought, well, God, if there's something that's holding fear in my body, I need to get rid of it. And so I put it against my solar plexus. And I just was amazed at the result. I felt like something was jumping around in my liver. And after a while, it subsided, and I realized, and I asked my guides, I said, whoever could put that much power on a drawing and a piece of paper, I can do that too. Mm-hmm. We all have the power. And so I tried a few and not much success at first. And then a friend of mine who had a bad infection in her foot where she dropped a glass bowl, and she said it was 2 weeks later and it had necrotic tissue, was really bad. And so I asked her if she'd be willing to try this, and she said she would. So I drew a glyph, and about that big, and it was just squiggly lines, and I drew two of them, one to heal the bacteria and the other one to speed the healing. And I emailed them to her, and she printed them out, and the next day she said, "Wow, this is working." She said, "The pain is gone, the swelling is gone, the redness is gone, it's not oozing anymore." And that was my first success. And then after that, I realized the reason when I tried joy and energy, I didn't have any luck, but I realized that we have issues that are keeping us from our joy. Mm-hmm. And so the first glyph that I created was one to remove fear. And when I used it, I could feel stuff drawing out of my body, and it was amazing. And so I just kept on. I created one to remove anger and sadness and heartache and guilt and whatever I could think of. And so I was always feeling a little better, but I never really intended to do anything with this. I did not intend to write a book. That was the furthest thing from my mind. And so I just kept on using them over and over. And it was really fascinating because I could feel stuff happening when I would use them. And so after a while, I was just feeling so much better, and I kept getting nudged that I should write a book. And so this was not my idea. And so it took me 3 years to finally get the book finished. But and I created one to remove, to kill bacteria and viruses. I created one to detoxify the body. And most of the first book was just emotional issues. And then I thought I would quit after one book, but that didn't stop there. I had was starting to get a lot of things about, I had physical issues as well, a lot of physical issues. And as I look back, I realize a lot of them were like they were forcing me to create glyphs to resolve them. And I was getting a lot of help from Source. And I would actually be told, "I want you to write a glyph, and this is what I want it to say." And every glyph has a programming statement, that mm-hmm. where we program the glyphs. And then it has in the book, it has a patch page with 16 glyphs. And you can put one on your solar plexus. You can put a half a page of them under your feet. And they had such amazing results. And I created one to heal my own heart. I had a serious heart problem. I'd even have people tell me that were psychic, and they say, "You know, you have a problem with your heart." And I thought, I didn't want to believe that. And then one time I wanted to go, I was invited on a sweat lodge, and my guide said, "Do not go because your heart cannot stand it." And I thought, my heart cannot stand a sweat lodge? And so I realized I really had a problem, and I was getting some serious chest pains that were really scary. And so I created one to heal the heart. And I never had chest pains after I started using it. I was told to use it for a couple months, though. So they can be used on a surrogate, too. You don't have to have them on you all the time. Mm-hmm. I created a glyph to heal. My husband had glaucoma and cataracts, and so I created a glyph for that. And as a matter of fact, we're divorced now, but he wrote me about 6 months ago, and he said his glaucoma is never returned. He's healed his glaucoma and his pressure is still normal. And I just kept on with one after another, one for malignancy, one for every organ and gland in the body. And I just kept on doing that. And awesome. So, and I was getting them out there where I would get people writing me back about the success stories they had. And that encouraged me because I felt like, you know, what is this, me doing this? I think there's somebody else running around in my body that must be doing this, because it doesn't feel like it's me. And
it,
then
it
I had
source,
a reading
spirit,
by a,
well, right, it was source,
right,
spirit.
I had a reading by Judith Moore, who wrote that original glyph, and she said, this is why you came here. She said that this was a language of light, and that my job here was, where I agreed, I signed on for this, I volunteered, I raised my hand, and so that's what I came here to do. And that's kind of a quick a picture of the back, the story about how it started.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'm so glad you did. And, you know, one of the things that is coming out so succinctly, you know, from what you're talking about is, like, this was all divinely inspired, right? You were divinely guided to create the glyphs, to write the book, you know?
Absolutely. And I get, matter of fact, now when I create something, I am in constant contact with Source. What I was told was, I want you to have a conversation with me every morning at 9 o'clock. Well, that didn't happen because I had dogs. One of them was very sick. I was trying to heal it. You know, that just, I couldn't mm-hmm. keep up with that. But nevertheless, when I would work with, trying with the glyphs, like there was one time we adopted a dog from the Humane Society, and she would get car sick every time we would just take her down the road. And I tried creating some glyphs on my own, even emulating the frequency of Dramamine, and nothing really quite worked, although that helped. But as soon as I would put her in the back seat, she'd throw up again. And so I asked Source, I said, why can't I heal this dog? And I was told that she had brain damage from starvation and dehydration as a puppy. And so I was told what to write on the glyph. And within 2 weeks, we put it on right on her. Now, you can use a surrogate. I can use a teddy bear or even a piece of paper and tell her what you want and with the glyphs. But with her, I used the glyph right on her and put it on her little crown chakra. And when I put it on there, she kind of rolled her eyes like, what's going on up there? But she wore it all night long for 2 weeks, and she was about 90% better. And then after two more weeks, she never got sick again. Mm-hmm. So it took 1 month. People often ask me, how long does it take? How long do you use them? It depends upon what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the other dog, he got, like, dementia. He started defecating in the house, and he was like he didn't know where he was. And so this time I used a surrogate. I used a teddy bear, and I put a glyph on the crown chakra of the teddy bear, one to heal the damaged brain, one for neurological healing, and one for detoxification, because the detoxification glyph will pull out all heavy metals, including aluminum. So I felt like with dogs or cats, it's probably just like with people. The aluminum is what's causing a lot of our problems. Now, if it were a human, I would also add a circulation glyph behind the neck, because the circulation glyph will pull the plaque out of the arteries. And one of the reasons that people get dementia is because the oxygen is not getting through to the brain as these arteries get clogged in there with plaque. And so I put that on the teddy bear right away, and he never defecated in the house again. And then within maybe 24 to 48 hours, he was back to normal. Now, he was an elderly dog, of course, but he
awesome.
Never had a problem in the house again.
Awesome. Right. That's great. And that's the thing.
And
like,
I had one woman write, her dog had seizures. This was only a 2-year-old dog, had mm-hmm. seizures. And it was a part pit bull, part boxer. And so she called me for a consultation, and I told her what glyphs to use, and then healing the damaged brain is one of them. And from the time she started using, and she used a free, she tried to use him on the dog, but the dog had tremors, and she said he just couldn't hold still long enough. So she put them on a teddy bear. And he never had any more seizures. And the tremors stopped. And she said what a relief that was, because when you've got a dog or a child with tremors, you don't get much sleep.
Yeah,
you don't get much
sure.
sleep.
Yeah, absolutely scary. Absolutely scary. I can't imagine. Thank you. And so, you know, what Jean's just sharing is some of the ways that people have been using these glyphs for themselves, for their pets. And so there are, and one of the things, one of the key points that Jean is saying when you're using these glyphs is it takes time, but nobody knows how much time, right? So, you know, you shouldn't always expect like immediate results like that. And sometimes it's layered too, isn't it, Jean? So you have to work first on
the negative toxic emotions, right? The emotions, definitely. We have, it's like the layers of the big red onion that you can't just dive in there and get everything right away. When you start using the glyph for fear, and it takes away the some of the fear, and then as time goes by, it just keeps taking more and more. And I find when physical things, the nerves heal fast, tissue takes longer. Like the dog, it took her a month, but the other dog healed much quicker. So you can never be quite sure. But the reason I have such great stories with animals is because they have no resistance. They have no judgment. They have no ego. And one of the things I caution people is to remove expectations. I say, think like a dog. Don't think about anything. Don't try to think, how long is this going to take? Why don't I feel anything? And so now, like there was one woman who said, she said her sister had a tumor of some kind on her foot. And so she used remotely, I don't know if she used a teddy bear or what, but she remotely put this glyph on a surrogate for her sister, not telling her. Now, one thing though, when you use a surrogate, always ask permission from the soul. If you don't know how to douse, just do the intention if the soul grants permission. And so she went ahead and 2 weeks later, her sister went to the doctor, and the tumor had shrunk in size. Two weeks later, it was gone. 1 month it took to get rid of the tumor on her foot.
Right.
So that's...
Yep. So these are, you know, different things that are possible. You know, of course, you know, you can use these glyphs in association with, you know, your regular medical practice, whatever you're doing, right? So please do, you know, also listen to your doctor, listen to your own guidance. And this is, you know, to support as well, right? So I was going to mention at the very beginning, if somebody has a question, you can raise your hand, or you can type a question in the chat. As well, some people are asking if we can do a group glyph healing process. We'll do that a little bit later, right, Jean?
I can do a process. I'll do a process later on where we can go back in time to before something happened and change. Time is not what we think it is, and we can alter time and we can alter the past. So we'll do a process later on. We can do that. All right.
Awesome. Good. Right. So I know that Maria has a question, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute Maria. So 1 second, Maria, she's got her hand raised. Hello. Hi, Maria.
Okay. He's in the box.
Oh, she's in the room.
Maria, did you have a question? Maria? You're unmuted. Okay, maybe not right now. How do I raise my hand on the phone? I've done star 2, but nothing. Do star 6. Or just go ahead and unmute yourself, Michelle, because I don't know what your phone number is, but if you unmute yourself. Hello, hi.
Hi.
This is Michelle?
This is Michelle. Thanks a lot for guiding me. I haven't done these Zooms before.
No worries.
Dr. Jean, I love your glyphs, and I'm so grateful for them. And I'm working with the glyph right now that is for termites, which I'm especially appreciative for, because then you don't have to use toxic chemicals. But I'm not sure exactly how to work with it, where to place it, how often to say the affirmation that goes with it, and how to really use it in an effective way.
Okay, we have a multi-layered issue here. One has to ask, just like with yourself, what drew something to you? What drew this situation into your life? And is there something that needs to be resolved? But with the termites, it's a lot easier to repel them than it is to get rid of them. But when I had a problem, this happened to me. I had termites come into the, where they were in the base, in the wall of the apartment downstairs. And I put the whole page up against the wall. And that's what I did. And we did have to tear some of the wall out before that time. But it kept them from coming back. But I think it left when we took it apart, you know, there were no termites there. The termites were gone, but we didn't realize that, and we ended up tearing up the wall anyway. But it did work for me, but I did put the whole page on the wall. And I also, in your mind, see them as gone. You can, and I would talk to them. Talk to them and tell them that they need to find some other source of food. Anytime you're dealing with another, like an insect or a rodent, and I've just created a new one for mice for the new book, and talk to them first and tell them they have to leave. So always do that first. So cover all your bases there.
Okay, and then just go inside and see like what a termite might represent in my own life.
Right, right. Just ask yourself, what is it that drew this into this situation? Is there something with the property that drew this situation? And then you have to be practical about what is your situation out there. What made them the house susceptible to termites?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle. I'll mute. I'll go ahead. Awesome. Good. Okay, so what if they don't leave, Linda's asking, the termites?
Yeah, you've got to do what you've got to do. What I was told is ask them to leave, you know, and then do what you have to do. And I found that true with yellow jackets and wasps. I've been very successful with black ants, very successful, and with red ants. I talked to the black ants and I got them to, they left, and I would 90% of the time, every year it's a whole new ball game. This year I have not had any problem with black ants and no problem with red ants. I did have to get ugly with the red ants. Now they do hear you. And I told them to stay out of the house and they wouldn't listen to me. And so then I got really nasty. And like I say, you have to do what you have to do. And I said, if you don't stay out of my house, I will find your nest and pour boiling water on it. And that did it. They never came back again. That was a couple of years ago. I have not had a red ant in my house since then. Now, could I have ever found their nest? I don't know. But
it
there's
was that
no
threat.
Guarantee.
It was the threat and when, it was the intensity.
Right, it was a threat, yeah. They just the idea of that. Yeah. But like one time with the black ants, they said, you cannot keep us out of your house. And I said, oh, yeah. And that time I did resort to some nasty stuff that I put where I could see where they were coming in. I even made a picture. I said, if I would put this stuff on here and this poison and your queen, and I did in my mind a picture of their queen laying on her back with her feet in the air, and they would not listen to me. And so I that was the only time I had to get nasty with the black ants. Since that time, I don't even have like I say, each year it's a different group. So there's no guarantee when you're dealing with other critters. There's no guarantee.
So Linda, keep talking to them, threaten them, you know.
And also see in your mind them leaving. See it working.
Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, Linda, for that as well. So, all right, Maria, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you and you can ask your question. One sec. Hello. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Sure.
You can hear me?
Yep, we can.
Okay. Just, hi, Jean. That's wonderful.
Hello.
Your work. I love it. My question is trauma. How do you clear it out for yourself and everyone your life touches, but mainly my creativity is blocked in a heart wall that I've been working on for years. And I know every layer counts and I've been doing it, but I feel like I'm healed. So there's something I'm not seeing, obviously, and I want it cleared so I can live, you know, and it's like a hip injury that I got like 4 or 5 years ago, expressing creativity because I'm a dancer and I hurt myself there, but it goes up to the neck all the way down the right side of my body. And I really, I'm at a loss. I've tried everything.
But have you tried the glyph for head injury?
No.
Oh, would you have? Yeah, if you don't have the books, you definitely want to do that glyph for head injury.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, I definitely. And I see some neurological damage there too. And there's a glyph for neurological damage. Right.
Is that from this lifetime? Or?
I think it is.
Really?
Yeah, now there are times when this could be, there are often times that we have in this lifetime something that we have had in a lifetime before. Mm-hmm. Lois Grant, who wrote a book on how she healed herself of rheumatoid arthritis, she said she was regressed and found that she had rheumatoid arthritis for every lifetime for the last 400 years.
No.
So this is not unusual that if we bring it back again because we didn't resolve some issue.
Could you see what the issue was so I could focus on it?
No, I mean, there's times I can get that, but we're not able to do that on this call.
Okay. So just,
So what were the two glyphs that you mentioned, Jean, for Maria?
There's one for the brain injury, brain and nervous damage, and one for neurological healing.
Awesome. Okay.
And I see some sadness in you that really could be removed too.
Okay, Maria? I'm assuming I think we lost her.
Yeah.
All right.
Lost you. Sorry.
Yeah. So
yes. Hello.
I was just making sure that you got those two glyphs. The information for those two glyphs. Okay.
I'll listen to it again. I got cut off for some strange reason. I don't know why.
Okay. Yeah.
But thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Awesome. Thank you.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Who's this? One second. Hello.
Oh,
hi.
This is Zoe. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, Zoe.
Yes, I wanted to ask Dr. Jean Logan if she could do a scan on me because I have Crohn's disease and I've been a victim of domestic violence and hurricanes, and I'm just not sure exactly what, if this is a mental thing causing imbalances in my body or if I'm just a mag.
Yes, it is. That's just an emotional issue with you. Yes, you've got some fear in you. There's anger. I see a lot of issues there. Sadness. Yes, you definitely have some emotional issues. And Crohn's is definitely stems from emotional issues.
Oh yeah.
Right, and it can be resolved. It can be resolved.
Thank you so much, Doctor, for your mercy. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you, Zoe. All right. So let me just go back up to some of the questions here. 1 second. Let me see if I can find them. Hold on. Marga asked, do we have a particular glyph for MS?
There's glyphs. Now, I try not to look at diseases and to create a glyph for diseases. Mm-hmm. What I have, there are glyphs to repair muscles that are deteriorating or atrophied or diseased. I have, you know, and nervous system, nervous issues, and healing of the myelin sheath, and different things that are related to different diseases. But again, all illness starts with emotional issues. Mm-hmm. And so one needs to start with the emotional issues and get those under control, and just use them with the emotional healing glyphs, one right after another, because that the MS definitely is an emotional related disease.
Awesome, thank you. And Melissa is asking, which glyph for my dog with a tumor on her back? Apply on the back or as a surrogate?
There's a glyph. There's called a glyph for malignancy that's also programmed to treat tumors. You would probably need to use a surrogate for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's okay. Hard to tell if a dog's short hair and they tolerate it well, that's fine. Cats, you almost always do. They have too much hair to use a surrogate. Or sometimes people take a whole page of the glyph and they lay it in the animal's bed. If they have a special place. Cats sometimes sleep wherever they want to.
Yeah.
So that doesn't, you know.
That's like my dog too, wherever he wants. No bed. Right. My bed is his bed.
Right.
And do you have a glyph to remove or repel mice? It's the same idea that we used earlier about the termites?
I'm working on my fourth book, and there's one, matter of fact, that we're just working on that one now. And what with mice, the thing is, the same with spiders, is you need to start to get rid of what you can first. If you have mice in the house, it won't be as easy as if you get rid of them first. And as much as unpleasant as it is, the old fashioned mouse trap sometimes is what you have to do. But talk to them. And I have had success with that. I saw a rat in our garage once. And so I told it, you either get out of a garage or that's it. We're going to put a trap out there. And we did get a trap, but we never saw him again, and we didn't catch anything. And one way I test, this is one test I use. I take a little handful of sunflower seeds, and I leave it somewhere obvious on the floor or somewhere where they're at. And if the sunflower seeds disappear, you know that you've got critters in the garage. Mm-hmm. But if the sunflower seeds sit there for several days in a row, then you can be sure that you've gotten rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's awesome. The new book was coming out. So that's going to, and we're working fast and diligently on that right now.
Good. Let me see. Is there a glyph to heal foot issues like corns or calluses?
Okay, let's remember again what I said. This is an emotional issue. It's hardened thinking.
Mm.
Corns and calluses are hardened thinking. So ask to be guided to understand what hardened thinking patterns are causing these issues. And I know I had a spot on the back of my heel. It was a callus there. Oh, and it aggravated the heck out of me. And I was kept working on it. And then I thought, I don't know what I did or what I got rid of or what. All of a sudden it went away. So think about, try to go within. And remember, the answer is always within.
Mm-hmm.
And say, show me, tell me what it is that I need to change in my life to resolve this issue. But there is no particular glyph for that one, no. Mm-hmm. Just the emotional healing glyphs.
Yeah, awesome. And so Michelle is asking, what's the emotional cause of a bunion?
Same answer there.
Yeah.
With what, in particular, a bunion, it would be, I can't answer what that, anger. I'm getting anger.
Mm-hmm.
Anger.
Okay, awesome, thank you.
But when you use, when you get the books, use all those emotional healing books, glyphs. Yeah. Keep using them, because there is, we have so much we're holding, and we've had hundreds of past lives. Do we bring that with us? Some people say we do, some people don't, say we don't. But a lot of people feel certain when they have issues that they feel that they're bringing in from a past life.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't use those glyphs too much. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You can use them continuously and continue to clear and heal. Yeah.
Right.
So Creation is asking the question, what if one has asked for assistance from the universe, angels, the ascended masters, galactic team, and receive only silence? Would your glyphs assist with this?
Oh, yes, certainly. I wouldn't be too sure to assume there's silence.
Mm-hmm.
It's somehow you're not tuned in. You may have expectations. Or one of the things I say is, I want to be guided to the right book, the right person, the right situation. I want to be guided to the answer in whatever it takes. And so the angels are not going to heal you. It's not going to happen that way. The answer is out there, and that's why you're seeking it.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to get a booming voice. It's not like the angel's going to come in front of you and say, here I am, what's your question? It's going to be really subtle, so you have to be willing to understand that, yeah, you might be getting the answers already right now, but you think it's your own mind, and so you're discounting it, right? And sometimes it's the simplest little things that we get. It's like, I might look up and see, a book that has the exact information that I'm looking for. It might just be one line, it might just be one word, and it's like, and it clicks, right? So when it comes to receiving guidance from the higher realms, you're always receiving, right? They're always answering you.
It's right, more like absolutely.
They're always right. Answering you, but are you willing to receive the answer the way that they are sending it, right? Sometimes we have it in our
right.
own minds of, I can only receive it this way, otherwise it doesn't make sense or something, So
right.
be willing
right.
to understand, or just know, number one, first of all, for yourself, that yes, I have asked and I am being answered. And so now it's about up to me to be willing to receive it however it shows up. Right, Jean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
So please, do not think that when you ask that you're not getting an answer. You are. They always answer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am living proof of that. I will tell you, I will guarantee it. If you ask, they are answering, but you're just not receiving it. You're not willing to receive the answer they're sending you. For me, it's whenever I have asked, they have answered, and I'm grateful. So I'm so grateful. I don't even know. I don't even question anymore. It's like, but yeah. Be willing to receive. All right, so let's see what else. Yeah, you're welcome. And be open. Just be open to whatever the answer is, or however they send it. It might just be us talking right now could be the answer that you're looking for.
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
My intensity about this might be the answer you're looking for. Okay, because I really strongly, I'm passionate about that. So, all right. So, anybody else have any other questions for Jean? Anything else coming up for Should I, so
yes,
Maria,
what about,
oh, sorry, go ahead, Linda. Go ahead, Linda.
Thank you. First of all, Dr. Jean, thank you so much for coming today. It's delightful. I'm really glad you finally got online so we could get to see you. I'm excited. Thank you so much. I've got your books and I love them. Absolutely love them. So what would be the best one for a granddaughter who likes to overeat and doesn't stop? I know it's an emotional issue, but I know there's something else. It's like there's not a trigger that stops her.
That almost sounds like it's coming from a past life. What I'm getting is she was very hungry in a past life. And not getting enough, not getting enough. Hold on just a minute. I'm trying to get a message here. It's just, she's feeding an inner sadness too. There's an inner sadness that she's, that she has or has brought in. And the food is giving solace. When you're eating something, it gives you comfort. And so she needs a lot of love, and she's probably getting it, but she needs a lot of love. Some people are very needy, and I think she came in that way. So she needs a lot of reassurance on who she is. But that's what I'd say. And because she's got to learn to love herself. There's stuff she's carrying in that she's carried in, I think. That's.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Linda. Thank you. And you know, it's so funny, you know, Linda's talking about overeating, and I just have to share this really quick little example. You know, my husband is like, what, 48 or something. And even, you know, even now when there's food in front of him, he eats so much and so fast. And I've told him on many occasions, like, you know, like, there's no rush. You don't have to finish it all. You know, and it's like, what is this? You know, and he said, well, you know, when I was growing up, if I didn't eat all the food in front of me, my brother would take it all, right? And so, like, now, even though, like, there's nobody else there to take his food, but he still has that pattern of when he was little, if he didn't eat it, his brother was going to take it all, you know? It's like, you know, he's not 48 or whatever, you know, there's no brother around, he's, you know, but it's like, it's still, he's still in that pattern of when there's food, he has to eat it fast and as much as he can, otherwise his brother's going to eat it. So, you know, that might, you know, it's not a, for him, it's a current life thing, but who knows, maybe it was a past life thing too, you know, with him and his brother. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like now, it's like, I try not to say anything anymore. It's like, okay, fine, go ahead and eat, enjoy. But sometimes I do, because like, I was like, my God, I love you. Please, you know, slow down. There's no rush, and it's not healthy to eat fast and all that wonderful stuff, but he'll get it when he gets it. So Maria.
Right.
Right, it's like, I can only tell him once or twice, and after that, it's up to him. So Maria, you're here somewhere. Maria had a follow-up question, basically, should I see medical assistance? Thank you for your reading. Do you want me to unmute you, Maria? No, I can't. So you'll have to do it yourself.
I would never, I don't go to doctors, but if I had to, I certainly would. Certainly they're very good for trauma. But it depends upon what it is, and I think you're going to have to make that decision yourself. I would never tell anybody not to, but I would always be in charge of your own health and make any decisions that you make, never make them out of fear.
Yeah, okay.
And so, it certainly doesn't hurt to go to a doctor and if you feel like you need a diagnosis or something, but just stay in charge of your own body. Don't ever turn yourself completely over to someone else. They don't say, here, take these pills. I would question that real careful before I would take a prescription drug. And I would, and if you're a dowser, I recommend everybody learn to douse. And so if you have a chance where they say, okay, take this drug, well, you can just decide, does your body want this? You need to ask, what does your body want? It's very important to understand our mind is not the where the power is. It's our body knows what's best for us, because our mind can be full of fear and cause us to make decisions that are not in our best interest. So ask your body what it wants, what your innate wisdom it needs and wants.
Okay.
Does that help?
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Maria.
Yeah, it does.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks. All right. Awesome. All right, so we're gonna do a process in just a minute. But before we do that, I just wanted to quickly talk a little bit about the special offer. And I don't know, Jean, maybe I misspoke, but I was saying that the proceeds from the sales of your special offers also goes to provide services for the Indigenous children. Am I right?
Right. We're taking care, and we've been doing this for some years. Been helping some an orphanage in Nepal, and we were having hired teachers and for remote villages where they had no. It's kind of sad in other countries because education is not free. Mm-hmm. If they have money, they get to go to school. If they're poor, no school, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so we've been helping out a lot there, and it was really fascinating because it's been many years in the. Two of the girls who've been in the orphanage all this time just started college this last year.
Oh, wow.
And we are paying their tuition.
Awesome.
Right.
That's exciting. Oh my God. You know, I just started helping a little girl who started in grade one or kindergarten, you know, in school. And so I'm going to be supporting her until she finishes, you know, high school, you know, so it's not just for 1 year, but until she finishes, because her family does. You know, she's a girl, her family's never been to school, you know, they don't have the money. And so just that, you know, help for them in this new way of thinking of, yeah, girls also need to be educated. You know, it's going to shift their entire family, and not just their immediate family, but, you know, their extended family as well, the thinking that education is so important, you know, and how it can change not just one person's life, but a whole family, but a community. And so, I wish I would have done this earlier, but anyways, better late than never, right?
What country is that?
In India.
What country is that?
In India.
Oh, right.
Okay. Yeah, there's, you know, there's still people, you know, who don't value education, or the girls don't need to go to school, only the boys. And so this little girl is going to school, and it's an English school, and, you know, that's even better. That way I can talk to her too when she grows up. Right? And
that's
so
great.
Yeah, and it's like, it's great what you're doing, Jean. I really love that. So I'm just going to share the special offer page for everyone to see. So give me just 1 second here. 1 second, I will share it. And for those of you, you know, who have heard Dr. Jean before, yes, it is the same offer, same package, but we want to just, there we go, share it so that everybody can see it. There's three packages, package A, B, and C. Package A is a combination of the three of the healing manuals plus the sacred symbol of Mu. Package B is a teacher healer package, and package C includes the teacher healer package, the four books, and a 1 hour personal consultation with Dr. Jean. So Dr. Jean, do you want to just share a little bit about some of the books and so on?
Right. The first one I wrote was Unlocking the Power of Glyphs. And that's the one that has all the emotional healing glyphs in. And also there's one there called the Heal Damaged Nerve Bundles. I was given that directly by Source, which has had amazing, amazing results with people. But the detoxification book, the glyphs too, they've been just fantastic. It will take the detoxification book will take out any heavy metal, any chemical in the body. Mm-hmm. And sacred symbols of light, it went on to the physical parts of issues. All the organs and glands are listed in there. Etheric implants, and this one is really important. Remove harmful vaccinations. Mm-hmm. All vaccinations damage the immune system. There is no such thing as a safe vaccination. All vaccinations damage the immune system. So one of the things I tell people with is remove your vaccinations. And I want to say, when I did that, I used that glyph myself. My allergy to peanuts and to mm-hmm. eggs went away. I just wanted to add that. And then Symbols of the Dawn, I continued to get more healing glyphs. And that the third book has a lot of different, also some that we did for working with plants and things. That's a powerful, there was a glyph that they're right here in this part of the country. There's a disease that's killing the bats. And so I put a glyph, I created a glyph, and I put it on the corner of my house, and the bats moved in to under the vinyl siding on that corner of the house. I wasn't planning that, but
right.
Anyway, and there's also a glyph that was, that some of the trees are being killed here in this country. It's been very effective. The Sacred Symbols of Mu, the ebook, and there's a glyph, an antibiotic glyph. When I was asked to create a glyph to help the children in Africa who have AIDS, and so I was immediately given a symbol to use. And when you have a mutating virus like AIDS and Lyme disease, it takes a special glyph that seeks out and catches whatever is mutating into something else. These were designed to be to escape detection. And the glyph will seek out and find the virus. And so I want you get a glyph that can be put in, get embossed on a regular T-shirt, because you'll need to wear a glyph like that for at least a week, and you can't just wear it at night and expect everything is to be taken care of overnight. Mm-hmm. And also, this book, The Sacred Symbols of Mu, I built a chapel where I empower my glyphs, and I wanted to have some stained glass windows, and I wanted there to be some symbols on the windows. And so then one day I was up where my bookcase was, and there was a book on the floor, and I picked it up and put it back on the shelf. And as soon as I turned around, it went on the floor again. And I thought, oh, here's a message. And yeah. That was the book, The Sacred Symbols of Mu. And I opened it up, and there was just the perfect symbol for the stained glass window, and it's also the picture on the back of our card, the healing cards.
Awesome, thank you. So that's
Book is right. That's package A.
That's package A, and then package B includes everything in package A plus the teacher healer package. So do you want to talk a little bit about the teacher healer package as well?
Okay, after I wrote the first book, someone contacted me. And they said, could I workshop your glyphs? And I thought, well, I guess so. I mean, I hadn't thought about it. And so what I did was I took each of the glyphs has a programming statement. This is the words that I use to empower it and that I'm given. And so I have that all recorded on Word. Each one is on a Word document. And when this woman wanted to do that, I thought, well, I'll put together this little bundle of those statements to see if it would help her in teaching. Mm-hmm. And so as time went by, she went on to use the second book and teach the second book. So I did the same thing. I put together a package of some of the statements. So that includes some of these statements. They are not statements for all of the glyphs. And many changes have been made, and oftentimes I'm told to make changes in the glyphs. So the empowerment statements may not always, match up number-wise and so forth, because I've taken some out and then I was told to put them back in again. So that just there are different things, made changes in the empowerment statements. But it would be helpful for those who are teaching and healers.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And that's $147.
Yep. And then package C includes all of that plus a 1 hour consultation with you, which can be broken down into 2 30-minute consultations.
Right. And there's no time limit. You know, people write me and they say, I haven't had any time. It's a year later, they will contact me and they said, well, I really hadn't had time to work with it. Can I still get my consultation? Yes, there is no time limit on that consultation.
You're so sweet. So that, package C is available for $197. So that includes everything, including the 1 hour session with Dr. Jean, the teacher healer package, plus all of package A, which is the 4 eBooks. All right. So, please take a look at these. And like we were saying, all of the proceeds from the sales do go to support and help the Indigenous children in Nepal. Right, Dr. Jean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. So I saw lots of things in the chat here as I was talking. Let me just see what we have here. Is it possible? Oh, somebody asked a question and I missed it. Oh, can we overuse these glyphs?
No, you can. It's like, I don't know, many of you may be familiar with Bach flower remedies, and they say if you use the wrong one, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it is. If you use it will work as long as it's supposed to work. And it will, if it's not working, it must be done. But I would not be discouraged. Use it, try something again later, like we talked about, things in layers.
Yeah.
So it may just take so much off now, then later on. There's even times that I have found that after 13 years of using the glyph to remove fear, I took a whole page of the glyph and laid it right by my side of my bed at night. And when I just woke up, that's when I see the body is most sensitive. And when I was half asleep, I put that page between my hand and I could feel stuff coming out of my legs and coming out of my abdomen. And one of my issues has always been an irritable bowel situation. So the fact that it's coming out of my abdomen was very interesting to me.
And so there's a question from Elena. Is it possible to use symbols for somebody else on somebody's behalf if the person is out of the country? Yeah. And how is it done?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Time and space mean nothing. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Just like praying. It's a prayer. I think of it as like a prayer.
Yeah. Use your intention. Ask that that the soul,
your intention,
receive it.
Intention
if the soul
is
wants
key.
It. Yeah.
Right. Intention is a key thing.
Yeah. So
using a surrogate, intention is the key there.
Yeah, exactly. Not a problem. Book 3 will help the trees. I would like to support the tree kingdom. Will the energy still be updated to the changes? Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So
when I had, let me mention real quick, I had a tree in my backyard, a real important tree because it shades me in the summertime, a big oak tree. And all of a sudden, a worker said, all the bark was falling off the tree. And I thought, oh, my God. And so I ran out there, and I hugged it, and I told it I loved it, and I could see that it was really in serious trouble. And I wrapped pages of glyphs around, and I don't even remember which one. I wrapped several, and I wrapped them around the tree, and it made it. It's still out there now. It's doing fine.
Awesome. Good. You're a tree hugger, Dr. Jean.
Yes, I am.
Definitely. So Maria is asking, Dr. Jean, could you assist me in this package C the best? Well, if you want a personal consultation with Dr. Jean, then yes. Then that would be package
right.
C.
Right. I would say if you've got issues that you feel I would be helpful with a consultation, certainly that would be a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. You can use muscle testing too, Maria, for yourself, just for your own confirmation as well, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Awesome. Absolutely.
All right. Anybody else have any questions for Dr. Jean before we do the process that we're going to do? Yeah, there's no high pressure sales tactics here, Maria. Right. If you feel like it, and you know, trust your gut, trust your knowing. Use a pendulum. You know, whatever. But yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's do the process that we're going to do, Dr. Jean.
Okay. Everybody, if you can get yourself comfortable some way, either sitting down or if you want, lay down, whatever works for you. And what we're going to do, and I'm going to get comfortable too. And I want you, everybody's got issues. So think of some particular physical or emotional issue that you've got that is distressing you at this point. And picture in front of you like a timeline, like a long line going in front of you. If you could, to the left is the past, and you're going to think about whatever that issue is. Think about it, time. Time is not as we think it is. We can go back in time, and so we're going to do that right now. Take yourself along that timeline back until before this issue or problem occurred. Now, you don't need to know when that was because your soul knows. So it doesn't matter if it's in your childhood, if it was when you were in the womb, or if it was from a past life. You don't need to know the answer to that. Just tell yourself to go back before that ever happened. And so now, tell yourself, I'm going to choose a different path. I'm going to choose the highest and healing path for me, and anyone else involved in this issue is unaffected. And see that issue gone. See it disappearing just like a wisp in the air. It no longer exists. It is gone. See your body and your mind as whole and complete and perfect as the divine, powerful being that you are. Because you are that divine, powerful being. You have the power of God. Nothing can take that power away from you. And see yourself as healed. And as you move back into the present time frame, see that issue as gone. See it as completely resolved. See this beautiful being that you are and love that being completely, completely. No doubts, completely. And so it is. Okay, everybody, bring yourself back now. And as you continue on your journey, keep seeing that issue as healed. Nothing can let it come back as long as you see it as gone. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. I didn't want to come back. You know, I wanted to just stay there. It was such a lovely, lovely place, you know, lovely energy, lovely place. It was just like peace, so much peace in that space. And I think it was that the presence of the divine and that connection with the higher source energy coming through with our intention. It was just so lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jean.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm so grateful that everybody and I was able to join us today, and yeah. that it all worked out.
I know, right? It's like we were. There were some questions at the beginning, and it's like, but it all worked out. So there's a quick question about: is there a glyph to heal the telomeres?
Yes, yes, definitely. Yes. Every time you use the glyph, there's a definite healing there. It replaces whatever issue you're holding in you, it replaces with light. And that will heal the telomeres and the mitochondria and the stem cells. Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. So again, please do take a look at the packages. They are available at alara.at/show/gene9. Take a look at them, see which one resonates with you. You know, the package C includes the 1-hour consultation with Dr. Jean that you can break up into two parts, and there's no time limit. the sessions do not expire, so whenever you need it, you can book the session, which I think is really generous of Dr. Jean. So yeah. But definitely start working with the packages, start working with the glyphs, you know, the emotional, you know, the physical. I mean, I'm surprised nobody asked about abundance or anything like that. Or, you know, there was one question about connection to source really, but they were all physical type of questions today. So it was interesting. But there are genes for abundance, there's genes for connecting to spirit, there's genes for oneness, there's glyphs for oneness, or, you know, all that.
To removing entities, removing attached entities, and also removing implants as well. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome. So thank you. All right. So, Jean, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we end for the day? I'm so worried that your battery's going to run out on your phone.
No. Yeah, I'm fine. It surprises me. I had one before where I would do that, but no, this one surprises me. It always hangs in there. It'll still have 3 bars when I get off the phone.
Awesome. Good. Glad to hear that. Yeah. So, is there anything coming in from spirit or from source to share with us?
One of the things I'm planning to do, I need to get up on Zoom here, because I would like to have, like, once a month, what I intend to have is once a month have meetings where people can get on and ask me for help with the glyphs that they're after they get them. Mm-hmm. There's always questions, and there are questions and answers on my website that will, and a lot of small questions that keep coming up all the time, and so I've got a question and answer section there. So awesome. I just wanted to tell anybody that the help is always there if you have questions.
Awesome. I want to
send my love to everybody and many blessings to everybody.
Thank you, Dr. Jean. And I just want to say, if you have the glyphs already, please use them, you know? Use them, you know, especially the emotional ones. Use them, continue to use them, because they do work.
That's very important. I read something about the thymus gland, and I don't know what, because it supposedly our thymus gland is opening up more now. And so I put that glyph on myself and was amazed at the results, what the feeling that I had, and I had not really paid much attention to it before. So, use those glyphs. If you've got them, keep using them, and don't, there are a few of that, don't ignore any of them. They all have some great value to them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
They're the greatest first aid kit you could ever have.
For yourself, your children, your pets. Even your space, they also, you know, affect your space too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you so much, Jean. And thank you everybody for all of your questions and your comments and feedback. I know you all love having Dr. Jean come on the show. So thank you for being here. And, you know, go back and listen again, because there was some really good information for some of you who may have missed a little tidbit here and there. So go back and watch or listen to it again. Go back and watch or listen to the process again. It was so lovely. It'll raise your vibration and you'll feel so much better and, you know, heal something that has been, you know, plaguing you from the past. So Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. And next time, Dr. Jean, we'll get that Zoom thing figured out, okay?
Right, yes, I would like that. Okay.
Awesome, thank you, everyone. Until next time, may you continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now, okay. Dr. Jean.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye. Have a great day, everyone.